Yeah, well, the A5 is one of the most critical pieces of infrastructure in this island. It has been long awaited on by the people I represent, but also by the people across Derry and Donegal. It runs right through the heart of my constituency in West Tyrone. And over the last number of years, since 1998, 70 people have lost their lives on that road. Every single year, there's another story of devastation and further families that are left in pain and suffering as a result of that road. We're forced onto it every day. We have no alternative route to drive. And the truth is, in its current form, this road is a death trap. It is claiming innocent lives. We need to see it happen, and we're close to a stage where it will happen, where the Minister for Infrastructure at the Assembly can make a deliberation on the recommendations from the Commissioner from the Public Inquiry and move it on. So today, the Irish Government's announcement is absolutely critical to the overall delivery of the A5.
And what would your hopes be to see construction finally begin?
Firstly, we're very keen to see what the commitment is from the Irish Government in relation to the A5. Previously, they were close to 50%. It is hoped by everybody that they are close to that figure again, even with the increased costs of construction. It is so important. If that is indeed the case, then I could see or anticipate the beginning of the development of the A5 before the end of this year, before the end of 2024.